You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Under certain conditions, populations of algae explode. And if they produce toxins, well, many marine organisms in the vicinity are endangered. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
Well, we're looking at what are called HABs, or harmful algal blooms. That is organisms that can create toxins in the water, such as paralytic shellfish poisoning toxins, which can affect marine life.
Marine biologist Lorraine Sadler has been conducting research at the Wrigley Institute on Catalina Island off the California coast with a team of Earthwatch volunteers.
We should be concerned about the harmful algal blooms partly because of the health of the oceans affects the health of us all. So if you start to lose the small fish, then you're going to lose the larger fish, and then you're going to lose the marine mammals, and then you're going to lose us, because we depend a huge amount on those organisms for food. We would like to find out why we're seeing so many of these harmful algal blooms. Why now? Why all of a sudden, over the last close to 20 years, that we have seen more and more of these? We need historical evidence to look at long-term trends. And when you have these things slowly happening, we may not see a significant change in our lifetime, but our norm may be what we're seeing now. But somebody 30 years from now is going to see devastation. Somebody 20 years prior to us would not see it or even think of it as being a problem because of the slow progression of this harmful algal bloom happening. So data over time, over a long time, is going to help us track why we're seeing more harmful algal blooms.
Our thanks to Earthwatch. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.